Welcome to the Health Flow Podcast. I'm your host, Jean Armand. Join me weekly as I share health information that will educate and inspire you. Please consider supporting this podcast by listening, subscribing, sharing, and rating. Once again, welcome to the Health Flow Podcast. Welcome to episode number 38 on the Health Flow Podcast. I have my good friend Paula from New Jersey, and we're going to talk today about her experience with the quarantine. I mean, you all know, I'm sure you've heard that New Jersey is like having the number two amount of cases, right, Paula?
Yes.
And you're second.
In the United States.
In the United States. And you live in New Jersey, but you work in New York.
Correct.
All right. Okay. So sometimes I think, and you know, I'm here in Atlanta, Georgia, and I think sometimes people don't, when they're not from that area, they don't understand the close proximity with the tri-states and how all that interconnects and how, you know, it's easy because people go back and forth from New York daily, from New York to New Jersey and vice versa. So tell me, how has it been? How has your experience been so far? First of all, how long have you been in quarantine?
So I would say that I have been in quarantine since about 5 weeks now. So my job is, I work for S&P Global, which is, as they say, it's globally. So they were already practicing the, you know, social distance in China and other areas they was involved. So as soon as the numbers started to like creep up in the U.S., they decided to jump on the New York area and, you know, practice the work from home.
Okay.
Well, then I think that happened around, I would say, our first day of staying home was March 11th.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. So we've been home, I think, around 5 weeks now.
Yeah, because today is what, April 19th.
Yeah.
How is it working from home?
So it's good. I mean, I work from home twice a week anyway, so it wasn't that bad. But, you know, it's been difficult because now we have more people using the internet service. So, you know, there's been some difficulties with like the Zoom or Skype, and, you know, we've just had to like do a workaround things. But as far as like working from home for me is not that bad because it's something that I have that was already incorporated into my job functions anyway. What I will say is I think that I am working longer hours at home. I'm not probably taking as many breaks as I probably would in the office in terms of getting exercise or just kind of like just socializing a little bit with people. So I'm working all day. I'm probably skipping lunch. I'm in meetings all day, committees. So it's been a challenge for me because I feel like I'm working and then by the time I get off, I'm cooking and then it's time for bed. So I feel like there's like no me time.
Okay, wow. You would think, some people think working at home, you know,
it's a thing, but more. You know, or like because I had the choices of working 2 days a week at home and going into the office, so it was a mix, so it was good. But now that I'm doing it 5 days a week and I'm doing it from like 9 to sometimes like 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night, it's I'm just like, and you know, although I use Zoom, it's still not the same as having like human contact.
Yeah.
See someone and smile with them or, you know, sitting next to someone and just laughing, you know? So right.
It's so funny what this time is allowing us to realize all the little things that we miss.
Exactly.
The social contact, the seeing people. I go to work Monday through Friday, so I'm not missing that, but. But I can't imagine.
You're an essential worker.
Yes, yes.
Thank God for you.
Thank you. So tell me, what is the atmosphere like in New Jersey?
The atmosphere is really quiet in terms of, like, when you go out, people are really, I would say, and I'm speaking for where I live, people are seem to really be practicing, complying with social distancing in terms of, like, when I go out to the grocery stores or the pharmacies, people are really staying away from each other and just being respectful of people's space for the most part. You know, you do get some people that are rudely, but for the most part, people are really trying to respect people's space.
Okay, and everyone wearing masks and gloves?
Yes, I went out yesterday to the store and every single person had on a mask. Not everyone is wearing gloves, but they every mask. I don't know if gloves are like mandatory, but the mask is.
Okay, gotcha. And so how do you plan your outings? How often are you going out?
I am going out once a week to the grocery store, and what I've done in my family is I've designated myself to be the responsible person to go out and do the grocery shopping for my household and also for my sister and dad's household, so that, like, you know, there's less risk of all of us, just in case it should come upon my family. I don't want all of us to be out and get this virus. So I'm doing the shopping once a week or every 2 weeks for my family. And then I'll deliver the groceries to their house or they'll meet me at a halfway point.
Okay. All right. And that's working so far.
It's working. It's a, believe it or not, it's simple, but it's a long day for me because I'm shopping for myself. And then I turn around and then I'm shopping for, you know, my sister's family. So I come home and I put my things away. I wipe down everything in my car. I wipe down and spray down, disinfect the bags and wipe down the groceries, put them away. And then I go and kind of do the same thing with their stuff. I'm just trying. I don't know if this is helping. I hope it is. Mm-hmm. But I'm trying to just kind of sanitize everything to help that my father won't get sick. I'm just really worried about him getting it with the virus, being that he has, he is, you know, up in age and he does have some underlying health issues.
Gotcha. And now, has your father been out of at all? Has he had any reason to get out?
You know what I do, Jean? I actually try to tell him. He's nervous. And my father is very outgoing in terms of liking to go outside and just walk around. And I try to tell him, it's okay for you to go out and walk around in the neighborhood just to get some exercise.
Right, and fresh air. And
I would say that he was doing it probably the first 3 weeks of this and up until now. And I would say the last 2 weeks now, he's kind of like been very nervous because, as you can see on the news, the numbers have really spiked up in the tri-state area and especially in New Jersey with the nursing home. So he's been very nervous about going outside. He did go to Walgreens the other day. But other than that, the last 2 weeks he's been in the house.
Okay. Do you know anyone personally who's... who has it?
I have two friends that has the virus, and I recently just found out a great aunt of mine passed a few days ago from the virus.
Wow. Yeah. I've been hearing more and more, you know, people that I know. I have two friends that their fathers contracted the virus and has passed away recently. So it just seems to be getting closer and closer. You know, we don't actually take it serious until it hits home.
Home, exactly.
And once it starts hitting people that you know, then you start respecting it more. Mm-hmm. And even a friend of mine, Tracy, her husband's I believe, uncle, he passed away, and he's from Plainfield, New Jersey. Mm-hmm. He also passed away. So it's serious. It really is.
It's, you know what, you know, you read about it, you look at it on the news, and, you know, you kind of think that it can't happen to you, but when it hits home, and, you know, two of my very close friends, you know, recently had the virus, or still has the virus, and I couldn't believe it. One of them, she thinks she probably got it from a basketball game. And the other one thinks she probably got it going to a funeral a few weeks ago. So you just never know. This thing has no discrimination. And the best thing I can say is that people just should try to do more social distancing, and, you know, just try to stay home, you know, because it can happen to any one of us.
Right. It really can. If it hasn't already happened.
And again, you know, I know that you know that I lost my mom 5 months ago. Her birthday was yesterday. And I can't help but think now, if she probably died from this virus, you know, I mean, you know, looking at it now and just looking at reviewing some of the symptoms that people are having, she had some of those symptoms. And I just keep thinking maybe she might have died from this virus, but back in the, you know, late November, people didn't know what it was.
Right. And she was at a rehab facility, right?
She was in a rehab facility for 3 weeks. And yes. So I can remember her. She got sick that Monday with stomach pains, and she had a low grade fever. She came home and she still was having sick stomach pains, but she thought it was maybe like food poisoning or something. Mm-hmm. And then that Thursday, you know, she turned it worse and complained. One of the things that she said was she thought she had pneumonia.
Wow.
It had like a buildup of phlegm caught mm-hmm. in her throat. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, at that point, late Thursday evening, she went into cardiac arrest. So, and she was on a ventilator, you know, up until she passed away the next day. So it just makes me wonder, you know, if this virus came across her.
Yeah. Yeah. It's possible. It really is possible. Definitely. I mean, so I think a lot about the people and all the different, you know, the grief and the loss. What's different with this virus is that people are alone. You know, last week I just said to a friend of mine who's a nurse that's working on the floor, Shannon, and I just mentioned, I said, I just realized how important your job is right now, because these family members are coming in by themselves. No one else can, you know, but the people on the floor, the doctors, the nurses, can talk and interact with them. It's really difficult.
Yeah.
You know, to feel alone like that. This is when we really, as healthcare workers, have to step up and be even more loving and kind. Not to say that we weren't anymore, but the humanity aspect of this, the comfort that people are needing at this time is really real.
Yeah, I just want to say to all the healthcare workers, I feel that most of them are doing a fantastic job. I feel for them because they're out there trying to save lives. And at the same time, although you see people, you know, all the time dying, sick, but you don't see people dying in with the amount of people that's dying, you don't see people dying like this every day.
Yeah. And we're up to 40,000. 40,000.
And it has to take a toll on any person that has a heart. You know what I mean? Just, it's heartbreaking.
It really is.
I feel so bad for the health workers, because this has got to be a hard thing to go into work every day to, hoping and praying that you're saving people's lives. And then you see, someone that yesterday you was, working with or like taking care of. And then the next, you have to call that family up, and that family can't even see that person before they pass away or descend.
It is definitely, when you're working, it's more comforting for us as healthcare workers to have families present when patients are passing away, because that you can never fill in that gap, that moment. It's not like, it's better when, and even research studies have shown us that if families are there when it's happening, it just helps them with the whole grieving process, but they stay longer in wondering what happened, what were the events. So now, where we had gotten over to, this new model of bringing patients' family members into the room, even if we know they were actively dying, because it just helped them to see it, to see all that we've done, to know that everything has been done that could be done, and they pass away. That's more of a relief than just someone is just taken away and you never had contact. It's like a gap. It's like you want to know. So yeah, this is a new day, a new time. It's challenging for healthcare workers. I want to say on the behalf of healthcare workers too, that this is challenging for us. We don't know exactly what we're dealing with. We ourselves are anxious. Healthcare workers are concerned about their loved ones, their family members. But the majority of all healthcare workers that I know love what they're doing and do their very best. So, we're all in this together. We need each other.
Thank you. Thank you for your service.
Thank you, Paula. And thank you for taking this time out just to share and to talk. It means a whole lot to me.
Thank you. I enjoyed it. I think it's important for people to know like what people are experiencing. I do realize that, other places have mild cases or maybe not even have any cases, viruses, but up here, it's real. It's real. And there are so many people dying. And it's sad, it's sad across the board, but it's even more sadder when you see, again, the amount of people that's dying in these nursing homes.
Yeah.
It's really sad. And a lot of times here, they do not have their loved ones there with them.
Yeah. And that's the heartbreaking part. That is really heartbreaking. And then, you're just thinking like, even for me, I'm like, when can I even go back to New Jersey to visit my family?
I know. I'm getting on a plane now. You're going to think twice about getting on a plane. You're going to think twice about going to a restaurant. Anything where there's a large number of people, you will think twice about doing.
Yeah.
So, it's going to be interesting to see how we put this world back together.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'm just curious to see like how people will go back to work, because I've been watching the news where you have the protesters in some places like in North Carolina and I think the other place was Michigan. And I understand that small businesses are hurting, but we don't want these numbers to creep up even more. We need to comply with what the CDC is saying.
Right. Stay,
can practice social distancing.
Yeah. It's going to be a different world. And I hope that the lessons that we're learning, that the meaningful lessons doing this time when we're home and reflecting, and our sense of appreciation for all the things that we were just doing so freely. You know, I just hope that we move out of quarantine with great health habits, you know, and our love.
I hope that the things that we are practicing now, that we continue to practice.
Yeah. Good hand washing.
You know, people washing their hands before they do a lot of things. They should be washing. And I'm actually okay if I have to wear a mask for a while. I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm okay with it too.
It means saving my life and others. I'm okay with that.
Absolutely. All right, Miss Paula, thank you so much for joining us on the Helpful Podcast. Appreciate you.
All right. Thank you. Good night.
Thank you for listening to the Health Flow Podcast. Your support is much appreciated. It is my goal to share health information that you find helpful. Email topics of interest to thehealthflow@gmail.com. Follow me on Instagram at TheHealthFlow, also on Facebook at TheHealthFlow. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and share. Until next time, keep your health flowing.